Welcome to Your Financial Advocate with Greg DuPont from DuPont Wealth Solutions. As a practicing advisor and attorney, Greg teaches pre-retirees how to reduce debt and taxes and save with less risk so they have more spendable income and plan their way to a better life. Join us for this journey where Greg draws on years of experience and guest experts to help listeners achieve more spendable income for retirement.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Your Financial Advocate. I'm Greg DuPont, your host, and I am so excited to have this conversation today with my friend Tracy. Tracy is a man about town. He's a mentor of mine, especially on this particular issue that we're going to talk about, which is debt-free for life, which is a process, a systematic process that is used to help consumers get out of debt earlier. I mean, so imagine what it would be like for you if you were able to never have to pay interest. See, we've been sold a bill of goods about the way that we need to live our life. And Tracy is going to share with you some stories today about people just like you that he's worked with that have been able to spin the tables on the banks, change the dynamic, get to a position where they are not only debt-free, but debt-free for life. And by the way, it's not a diet of beanie weenies along the way, because it has to succeed. You have to live your life the way you want to live it. So Tracy, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you've been traveling a lot recently in support of this mission. If you could just take a second and introduce yourself to the crowd here, and particularly your background, what brought you to debt-free for life?
100%. Greg, thanks so much for having me. I've got to tell you, I'm just stoked for being here, and I'm just thrilled to death that you asked me to be a part of this, because I am so dyed in the wool passionate about this particular topic, and I'll tell you why. You know, I've been in this industry for about 30 years, Greg. I've pretty much done everything you can do in the financial services bit. I even spent nearly 20 years in the home office as a vice president of distribution. But when I really started digging into what we're doing now, especially with Debt Free for Life and the different advisors that we work with, just like you, I mean, I'm really passionate about what's going on there, and I'll tell you why I think it's so resonating. You know, if you look back at all the financial planning books that people talk about, if you look at all the different models that have been put out there for up-and-coming financial advisory firms or people that have been around for 50 years, they almost never focus on one of the biggest losses that almost every single American deals with. And that is that we put so much stock into a borrower's mentality that we rarely do the math on what's holding us back. And I'm going to tell you, over the years, I personally made pretty good money, but I was always on a treadmill. I could almost never get ahead. I was doing okay. We were happy in our lifestyle. But man, it was always, I got bills to pay. And Greg, I'm going to tell you, when we built this program and you talked about stories, and I'm going to share my story with you because I was the very first Debt Free for Life client. But when we built this program, what we really came to the conclusion was that the number one thing that was keeping people from getting ahead wasn't their inability to earn more. It wasn't the fact that they didn't enjoy their career path. It was very simply the fact that they were sending so much of their wealth to banks and lenders and mortgage companies that they weren't able to keep enough of it for themselves. And because of that, it put such a drain on their finances that treadmill just continued to keep going faster. And if you look at the way inflation has affected us over the last year or two, if you look at the fact that in order to stay in nicer cars or live in nicer homes, we're continually having to upgrade that, it's no wonder that our monthly budget is dominated by our debt obligations. So I told you I was going to share with you just a little bit about my story. And Greg, before I get into some of those other things, I think it's important for people to know that, just because you make a lot of money doesn't mean you've escaped the debt trap. And literally, debt is a four-letter word, and it's very misunderstood. But my wife and I, about 5 years ago, we started looking at different ways to get rid of debt faster. And I'm going to tell you, we did almost everything you could possibly do, only to get to that problematic point of saying we're right back where we started from. But we started doing our debt-free for life program about 5 years ago. We personally had about $600,000+ worth of debt, and that was tied up in mortgage. That was tied up with a home equity line of credit. It was also tied up with some car payments, some student loan payments, some credit card payments. I mean, we pretty much had the gamut of almost every kind of debt you can figure. We even had some medical debt in there. But our model, when we went through this, Greg, it said, look, if you don't do anything, if you just keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to be in debt for 22 more years. Now, you can tell by my gray hair, 22 more years is a long time, and I'm probably not even going to be working by then. But when we put our model in place, it basically said instead of being 22 years, Greg, we were going to be debt-free in about 6.5 years. Now, that was a huge realization that said, man, we can do this. This is cool. I want to be debt-free in 6 years. I mean, good heavens. At that point, I'm going to be under the age of 60, and everything's paid off, including the mortgage. So that was a big plus. But another ancillary part of the program was it wasn't enough just to be debt-free. Greg, we had to have money available to us so that we never went into debt again. So not only was the model saying that we were going to be debt-free in 6.5 years, it also said that when we're done, we were going to have money available to us that said we didn't have to borrow money again to do nice things. The next time we wanted to buy a car, we could pay cash for it. If I wanted to focus on maybe doing rental properties, I had the cash that I could do that with. But the realization was as soon as we got debt off of our platform, Greg, it changed everything for us. So you can tell just by the way I'm telling that story, I'm a little bit bought in to this process because I'm convinced that most financial advisors, whether or not they have great intentions or not, they often overlook the very first, most dynamic thing that they can help you with, and that's to help you get out of debt faster. And Greg, you've seen me do this a dozen times. I know you and I have a couple of joint clients together. But people that are not aware of how much money they are truly losing on debt are simply people that haven't been exposed to the math. Because
So people that come in and say, hey, but Tracy, I've only got 3% in my mortgage. I'm doing good.
oh my
I don't need
gosh,
to touch
yes.
that.
And I was that guy. I had that 2.8% mortgage, and I was telling people, hey, that's awesome. Good for me. Until I looked at the effective interest cost, not the APR. And Greg, the effective interest cost is real. Most people really don't know much about an effective interest cost versus an APR. But, on paper, the APR says you've got a loan at XYZ interest. But if you really looked at the effective interest cost, which is the amount of interest of each payment you're making, it is dramatically different than what the paperwork said it should be. Just to give you an example, a mortgage that's maybe in its fifth year that was written at a 3% interest rate. Most people don't know this, but the effective interest cost of every one of those payments is going to probably be about 42%. I mean, think about that. 42% of that mortgage payment you just made went to interest. It didn't pay down the mortgage, it went to the mortgage company as their profit margin. Now, in all fairness, that effective interest cost gets lower every time you make a payment. But Greg, this is where the math really makes people scratch their head. Greg, do you know what year a 30-year mortgage, the APR equals the effective interest cost?
I've got an idea, but I'm either going to look like I'm trying to be smart or I'm going to look stupid.
Well,
so
you don't have
crazy.
To guess. I'll tell you exactly. It happens in the 29th year of a 30-year mortgage. So you have to think about that. If I let that mortgage linger 20, 25, 30 years, I've paid so much in interest that I probably could have paid for that house twice.
You know, I can hear people right now going, well, okay, well, Tracy was an insurance company executive. He's out, he's successful, and, you know, doing what he's doing now. So, yeah, sure, he probably put a whole lot of money into this plan. And, but what about us that we're just trying to get by? We're barely, making ends meet right now.
Greg, 100% right. I'm going to tell you, I think I probably do put quite a bit into my plan, but respectfully, compared to what I used to put in retirement accounts, it's literally half. But to that point, man, what a great point that is, Greg. When we build our debt-free for life models, we can build them on any budget. And I mean any budget. Greg, I've got clients that are doing $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month into these plans, which is good for them. Wonderful. They've got the ability to do that. But most of my clients are putting in less than $300 or $400 into these plans. I'll give you a good story. I work with an attorney out in Seattle. Wonderful guy. He's young. He's just getting started. He's making between $250,000 and $300,000 a year. But number one, the cost of living in Seattle is pretty high. And he's just now going through a really ugly divorce. So he not only is supporting his lifestyle, he's doing child support and mortgages on his family's lifestyle. He had over $2 million worth of debt. On his budget model, he couldn't afford more than $60 a month. But I want you to remember this. This is huge. If he didn't do anything, he was going to be in debt for 27 more years. Okay?
Yeah.
With just $60 a month using this system, he was actually debt-free in 11 years.
$2 million of debt.
Yeah. $2 million of debt, 11 years. Done. And all we did was we readjusted his budget he already had. And the money he was putting towards an IRA account, we started putting into his debt-free for life account. Now, he's young. He's in his mid-30s. But I want you to understand what I just said there. That guy's going to be officially debt-free by the time he's 46. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, he's making good money. He won't have any debt. The mortgages are paid off, and he had two of them. Both of them were paid off in those 11 years. But from that point forward, for the next 20 years, whatever money he makes as an income is his to build his wealth with, not to keep paying a debtor or a bank or lender.
And I got to imagine with $2 million of debt to be serviced, so you're talking about $60 a month in addition to his basic payments going to the plan. I got to imagine that the basic payments, which would then be free cash flow for him after everything is gone, is such an accelerating factor for him going forward. You know, and one of the reasons why I'm passionate about this as well is, there's so many people that come out of maybe the fog of their first house, getting their kids, and now they've moved up to another job. And if they're saving oriented, well, what do? They typically max out their 401ks or whatever and lock that money up until they quote unquote retire. And then they find themselves in a spot where a couple years down the road, the roof needs to be put on the house or whatever. And they get caught in the shorts and they go out and they borrow because they can't get out the liquidity.
Sure. 100%. 100% exactly what you just said, Greg.
And what you set up are plans. So I want to highlight this because you know, obviously you want to follow the plan, but mm-hmm. you know, if you want to make God laugh, tell him the plan, right?
So
there's some flexibility that's built into these things that allows to adjust for life circumstances.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
The next car comes along. And I know this is part of the high level crafting that you do when you do your plans is showing how, okay, in 5 years when you want to buy another car, here's where we're going to have the money to do that. And then just can rinse and repeat. As long as you are disciplined enough to treat yourself as you would treat the bank, then the compound interest works for you.
It works for you. And, you know, I had a meeting this morning with a lady that I helped 2 years ago. Wonderful lady. She calls me up last week and says, "Hey, I need to have a talk with you." Okay, great. So we jumped on a Zoom call this morning. And she says, "I need to let you know that I just got let go from my job." Understood. So what's going on? Well, I'm not 100% sure how that affects what you and I've been doing on our debt-free for life plan. And I said, "Well, hold on just a second. Let's take a good look at what we have been doing. You know, in addition to paying off your debt, we've actually been accumulating cash so you can have access to funds if something unexpected comes up. Now, I hope you're able to find some kind of gainful employment quickly, but you need to know you've got $36,000 in tax-free cash available right now today that if you need that to help you bridge the gap until you're employed again, all we got to do is take advantage of it. The flexibility of this plan was specifically designed for things that you didn't expect to happen." And I promise you, 2 years ago, she would not have expected that. And her comment was the doctor's office that she worked for basically was really struggling financially, and they just could not keep paying for her department, which she was the head of that department. So obviously, it was easy to say, "Hey, we can't pay you anymore, but thanks so much. If things change, we'll let you know." But Greg, I want you to think about the difference she has. She had no idea that there was that $36,000 available to her.
Yeah.
So during that conversation, she started crying. And she's like, "You have no idea. This just takes so much pressure off me and my family."
And she was the primary
breadwinner in that family. So, you know, surprises happen. Being able to flexibly adjust to them says that's what the financial planning model is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want to go to another example, the other end of the spectrum. People just are not getting this type of guidance. You know, most people that you talk to, they say they got a financial advisor. Okay, they may have a private one, but most likely they've got somebody that's a 401k or whatever. They may have an insurance guy, but most insurance guys don't know this stuff, let alone are inclined to do the heavy lifting behind this. And so the example I'd like to look at is, I'm sure you've got multitude of them, but I know I've done this with a couple of clients myself. You know, it's the pre-retiree that is afraid that they're carrying all this stuff into debt. I mean, I'm working on these cases right now that, you know, we're showing instead of mortgage and all that stuff going 20 years into retirement, we're getting everything taken care of in 10 years and then they're moving forward. And so the difference in retirement of being debt-free and still having debt service, it's night and day. In terms of protecting from everything that's going on. I'm sure you've seen similar things to that, these few kind of course corrections, you know, after you're 55, for example, instead of continuing to plod away, paying, or doing the beanies and rice gig, which nobody lasts on that. Well, very few people last.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anybody that says I'd rather eat beanies and rice. You know, Greg, that really lends itself to a part of this planning process that it really goes unsaid sometimes. And what I mean by that is this, you know, most people feel like you have to change your lifestyle to effectively garner as much cash as you can just to shove it to debt. And it's almost like you're penalizing yourself because you went into debt. And I'm just going to tell you, most people didn't go into debt carelessly. They probably went into debt because they needed to. There was something going on that required them to do that. But as a financial advisor, you don't want to tell somebody, shame on you, you're going to have to get rid of your cell phone. You can't have cable anymore. No more date nights. You're going to have to put all your money to get out of debt, and you're miserable because all the fun things you want to do in life have just been kicked out the door. But in this model, we really want to embrace the lifestyle that you really want. When we sit, and Greg, you and I have done this before 100 times, we'll sit down with a client and we'll look at where their money's already going. The only money we want to redirect is the money that's not working for them. And it's pretty simple. There's only a handful of sources where that money comes from, but you sit down and think, you know, do I want to stay in debt for 20 more years with a 41% effective interest cost, or would I rather be debt-free in 5? It's not a trick question, but if I can show somebody how to get debt-free in 5 without giving up their lifestyle, guess what? That's an easy decision to make, because you generally can build these models without ever increasing somebody's cash flow. You just simply rearrange it with them. And the cool thing is when they rearrange it, they know full well how that money is being processed. So they're not trying to recreate wealth from something that doesn't exist.
Yeah. You know, when I think about the pre-retirees and, you know, trying to figure out, okay, I've been putting the kids through college and getting the house and all that stuff. And, oh, like, holy moly, I haven't saved enough for retirement. And what do they think of first? They think, okay, I'm going to throw more money into my 401k because I'm going to take advantage of the makeup, you know, and as you've experienced, you know, unless there's match, well, maybe that's not the right thing to do, especially if it's an excess of match. Yeah. When you still got, well, number one, we know that anything that goes into tax deferral is going to get taxed more in the future than right now, right?
That's right.
And so carrying debt instead of maybe taking that extra $1,000 a month that would be going to your 401k, mm-hmm. net of taxes, call it $800 a month that you throw towards getting rid of this problem so that you get on the other side of it and go into retirement debt free. I mean, yeah, you know, you've seen this as well as I. You know, a lot of people that would go into retirement, you know, they've managed their life. They've got their lifestyle down to, if they're debt free, their Social Security will more or less cover their cost of living. Right. And so, you know, do we want to be at the altar of the government? Well, that's a story for another day. But when faced with the choice of putting more of my income at risk by throwing it into the market, especially in my opinion, there's going to be a huge market adjustment in the near future. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing that, let's take care of the devil we know, that 20% blended interest rate on your home, your car, maybe a student loan that you took out for your kids, and a couple of credit cards because you took them to Mickey's place and lived your life. And now, you know, as Tracy shared with you, his own story, you know, $600,000. Yeah. I'll share my story someday, but today is not about me, you know, of how this process is so powerful for people.
Well, Greg, let's talk about what you just said. I was putting money into a 401k, all right? The company was matching up to 5%, and I was putting in 10, okay? Now, my effective interest cost was 48%. It was very easy for me to say, my 401k is not earning 48%. Why am I putting money in there when I'm losing it faster over here? Remember, financial planning isn't just about accruing wealth. It's about eliminating losses, right?
Yeah.
So the first 5% that the company was matching, I was making 100% of them. I'd put up 1,000, they put up 1,000. But everything over and above that, I wasn't getting a match. It was just at risk. Now, in the last 3 years, that risk was not favorable, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy to say, on that extra $1,000, was I earning 48%? No. So it was smarter for me to redirect that $1,000 and get rid of my debt faster, which is that's exactly how we did it. We took the money that we were already putting to a 401k, and the part that wasn't being matched, we put towards our debt plan. And I'm going to tell you, Greg, and you know this, you've heard it, there's two responses we get from our clients. This is too good to be true. Or I think I like this. How does it work? And I'm going to tell you, it's not too good to be true. It's just math working for you instead of for the bank. And how it works is we walk you through the process. You know, we're not trying to recreate you. We're not trying to renegotiate your debt or tell you don't worry about paying it. We're going to consolidate it or file bankruptcy. We are legitimately going to help you get that debt paid off as fast as possible. And in the meantime, we're going to help you accumulate wealth in the process. An ancillary result is most of our clients, when they're finished with our program, their credit scores are at 790 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
And they got money in the bank that says, I don't care what my credit score is. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty cool outcome because of the way we build these programs.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm just going to tell you, for a 15-minute conversation, if somebody just wants to see what does this mean for me, it is so eye-opening to think, oh my gosh, being out of debt is a reality. You're right, I do make good money. If I could save more of it, I would be in more control of my financial future.
So, Tracy, I know you work with a network of people that provide this service. So, you know, obviously they could reach out to me and I can hook them up with you. But if they want to reach out to you or somebody else in the network directly, what would be the best way for somebody to find out more about the Debt Free for Life model and have that 15-minute conversation?
Well, our national website is debtfreeforlifesolutions.com. That's debt free, the number 4, lifesolutions.com. They can go in there. They can watch a short video about how the program works. If they scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, they can even enter in their information to get their free debt report. But one thing I love doing is when I get a notification that a potential client is interested in having their debt free report, I'll actually reach out to them and see if they would like a copy of one of our Debt Free for Life books. And I know, Greg, you've got a couple of copies of that book as well. But our network of advisors pretty much span nationwide. But, Greg, I do want to point out something. We are on a mission to eliminate $1 billion worth of debt. And right now, we're probably sitting at $100 million. But I believe within the next 4 or 5 years, we will have eliminated $1 billion worth of debt. And I think that's huge because, you know, we always hear people talk about the national debt and they get frustrated and aggravated about circumstances. But you know what bothers people the most is their own debt. If they could get rid of that, it changes everything. It really does. I heard the other day, you know, if your toilet's overflowing, do you keep throwing water in it or do you stop the flow of water? Pretty simple concept. You better turn it off, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So the idea is, why aren't we doing that with our debt? Why do we keep throwing more in it when we ought to be getting rid of it? So
great words to end on.
Yeah, I hope it helps some folks really connect the dots. But if debt is the biggest loss that stands in your way of accumulating wealth, slow down long enough for 15 minutes and have a good conversation about what it looks like for you, because it's worth it. Totally worth it.
Tracy, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Take care, my friend.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Advocate. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of DuPont Wealth Solutions. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.